Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Remember when we couldn't reach the shore?
Yeah.
We can reach the shore now.
Oh, yes.
We can reach the shore in Japan.
Yep.
Howard Eskett is coming up in a second. Let's see how Wentz is doing against Embiid today.
All right, we're broadcasting live from the Tasty Cake Studio, 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia. This Twitter question, which Philadelphia sports star do you root for harder? 65% Joel Embiid.
That's not enough. What? 35% of Wentz.
Yeah, well, Eagles.
Yeah, well, sorry. That's the
I'm sorry, Al. That's not right. Come on, it's got to be higher than that. It was 50 when they were both good. Now only
actually,
one's good. Come on.
I think if I dig it up, I bet you there's
he lost 15% when he stunk? What is that about? All right, on the line, ladies and gentlemen, because the man knows the inner workings of Philadelphia sports teams, and because he is an absolute expert and a legend in this town, Mr. Howard Eskett. Hi, Howard.
Good morning. I'm all those things, huh?
Yeah, wow, absolutely are. But, Howard, you have had some very good reports on what's going on internally with the Eagles as they ponder who their next coach is. Could you give us an update right now on where they are?
It's no man's land. No, it's just they're lost. Who knows where they are, but I think even though Josh McDaniel and Deuce Staley were kind of the leaders – I'm not sure whether the Colts offensive coordinator, Nick Sirianni, is now kind of pushing them a little bit because he had a good interview. I don't know what that's the way I understand they felt, but what does that mean? What does it mean if a person had a good interview? Deuce Staley had a good interview. Josh McDaniels had a good interview. Howie was a big proponent of Josh McDaniels, but Lurie wasn't quite sold. I don't like Josh McDaniels a little bit. Anybody that comes out of Bill Belichick's tree is none of them have ever been successful. There's not one assistant coach in the NFL that's been a success that's been an assistant coach for Bill Belichick. Not one.
Vrabel? So, was Vrabel come from
here? Mike Vrabel, he was
no.
a player.
No?
Just a
he was
player.
A player.
He was
a player.
Not
a coach.
Howard, all right, so the report is Deuce is a last resort, that Deuce is not necessarily the guy. Is that what you're hearing?
Yeah, I kind of always thought that Deuce would have been the last man standing. If there's really nobody else, Deuce is the guy. But here's the here's one. There's a few reasons I think this is going on. Number one, they always feel that the people that they have interviewed aren't going to get another job. I mean, who was it? Smith got another job, and there was one other coach that they interviewed. Saleh got another.
Yep,
They were never going to get him. But the problem is, there's not much left for a coach to choose a staff. If he's coming from the pros, because you think the good ones probably have already gotten jobs on staffs with other people. So that could be one of the issues, unless you're going to take somebody from college. Now, one of the things that I was told that Deuce was prepared. He had a staff that he wanted to hire. I don't know if any of those people have been hired yet, But the other reason I think they're going through all this, and you'll love this, Angelo, I think it's the Sam Hinkie factor.
What?
Okay, here's what I'm going to tell you. Hinkie and Howie were friends. I don't know if they're still friends, but they were. What Hinkie would always do when he interviewed people from other organizations, he really wasn't, had no intention. I don't think the Eagles are quite like that. No intention of hiring. But what he did was try to get ideas of what other organizations do. And I think a lot of this comes down to that thought process that they are going to try to absorb as many ideas of what other organizations do by talking to as many people as they can, knowing that obviously they're not going to be able to hire all of them, they'll hire one of them.
But that's why they're like 8 or 9 hours, right? How would they go on forever? Because they're really probing the inner workings of those other organizations.
Well, they want to get ideas. That's the Sam Hinkie factor.
All right, but then that's fine. And then they end up with Deuce. That's good. Is Deuce your guy? You're on the sideline. You watch the man coach. You have a better perspective than we do, Howard. I read this thing at the beginning of the show. He's very demonstrative. He's strong. He's a leader. You're there. Doesn't he seem to you like he would be a good head coach?
Yes. I mean, I didn't think that he was the right guy at the beginning. But after I heard that he was well-prepared, a leader can only go so far. Players, and the football's becoming like the NBA. The players run the league. It doesn't matter who the coach is. I don't think football's quite there yet, but there's still people like that. Look at Deshaun Jackson. Carson Wentz is stubborn. I don't know that, he tells them what this is what we've got to do, where the NBA players dictate that. But I think it's becoming more and more. If you have somebody like that, that's good for a while, but you've got to win. You've got to win to be able to keep that going. And could Deuce be the guy? I don't know about most of the other guys. Again, Josh McDaniels is the guy that I don't want. Watch him get the job. But at this point, if they had an idea, I think he would have gotten the job.
Again, wait a minute.
Howie's guy,
let's take Josh and Deuce out of it, Howard. All right? So we're looking at a guy who was an offensive coordinator in Indy because he worked with Reich and maybe he knows how to take care of Wentz. Is that what we're at too right now?
No, remember, at Indianapolis, an offensive coordinator under an offensive coach may not be the guy that you're looking for. But I don't know Nick Sirianni. I don't know him. I don't know what he's done. I'm sure they have the ability to talk to Frank Reich, and he's going to obviously pump him up. I guess I kind of throw him into the mix because he had a good interview, but I don't know where it's going to end. The thing that I also have heard, Brian Daboll from Buffalo does not want to come here. He thought he was going to get the Chargers job because he had the connection with the general manager. He doesn't want to even interview, from what I was told.
Why?
The same thing with the guys from Kent, because they're not comfortable with the organization.
All right, hold on. Are they comfortable with Wentz? Because, see, that is, Howard, tell me if I'm wrong here. Number one priority is fixing Wentz, right? So whoever you bring in, you got to have faith he's going to be able to unlock whatever the problem is with Wentz. That guy unlocked the problem with Josh Allen. He sounds like he would be ideal. He doesn't want any part of it. Is it because he doesn't want any part of Wentz?
The quarterback situation is, who makes that decision? Is it going to be the head coach, which I think it has to be, or is it going to be the organization? But you know that you have a quarterback. I wouldn't call it a problem. It's a situation that's got to be fixed. But I think it's more they're not comfortable with the organization. The same thing with the guys from Kansas City. Obviously, Kansas City, Buffalo has people that used to work here on the coaching staff. Kansas City has people that used to work here. So they're not comfortable. And my understanding is they don't want to accept the interview. Now, if Eric Bieniemy gets nothing, and really wants a head coaching job, and he's not represented by Bob Lamont, So, and that's part of the issue. Bob knows the organization well because he actually represents Howie and Doug, and he represents a lot of coaches. But Bieniemy is not represented by Bob Lamont. If he doesn't get the Texans job, if that's what he wants, maybe then he would think about coming here. But right now, I would think that they could have interviewed those people because those people have been talked to by the other teams and yet to be talked to by the Eagles.
Best guess right now, who's the next coach?
Wow. If I had a guess.
Guess.
If I had a guess right now, I would say Deuce Staley, but I think there's a feeling they want to go outside. So who's good enough outside at this point? I mean, is it the guy from the Colts? I'll put all three of them in there, but Deuce and I don't know how right I am. I just maybe every day.
You have never said that in your career. I don't know how right I am. You've never said that. How? No, Howard, one more. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm having a little bit.
About a lot of things.
But Howard, I hate to ask you to do this. I'm having a little bit of a problem with your son. Yeah, our boss, Spike Eskin.
Yeah.
He really, shocking. He still loves Andy Reid. You know, could you just tell me this? Who is a better Eagles coach, Reid or Peterson?
Andy Reid's the best coach in football. How's that? He's the best coach. He's better than Bill Belichick.
No.
I know, but Doug won a championship. Andy did not win it here.
Well, he still won it.
No, don't start. He still won it. Doesn't matter if you don't win it here. Right? He had 14 opportunities, and he never won it as the Eagles coach. Doug had 5, and he did. So let me ask again. Who is a better coach, Reid or Peterson?
Of the Eagles.
Philadelphia Eagles, Eskin.
That is really an asinine question because it's not even close.
I'm getting tried. Hold on then,
Andy
Howard.
Andy Reid.
If Spike Eskin has another Andy Reid appreciation day, you know, assuming Andy wins again, do you endorse that?
100%.
All right, Eskin, I'm quitting that day. I'm quitting.
Well, then that gives us another reason to root for Andy Reid to have a Super Bowl. Although I think Buffalo might win this game.
All right. Wow. Ooh, do I take the points and go with Buffalo there?
I would.
Vic. He was Vegas Vic once, too. Howard, interesting insights. Keep us updated, please.
All right. Hey, tell Jan Janssen's there.
No,
he's not here today.
No.
Why? What did you want to say to John?
Oh, okay. I was just going to tell him Embiid can score 40-some points a game, but unless they get some other people to kind of piece into that, they're not going anywhere. And just remember, Celtics didn't have their best play.
Stay on hold. Rhea's got John's home number. Call him directly on that. Wake him up. He'll love that, Howard. Oh, Howard, nice. Thanks. We'll talk to you soon, Howard.
You
thanks.
Guys stay safe.
Howard Eskin with some fascinating.
How about the interesting thing about
turns?
The Chiefs and the Bills, both right. McDermott, Andy right. Reid, you know, all those connections, don't like the organization. The way the organization has handled things.
Well, no, I don't like the organization either.
Well,
I'm right here.
What they did to Doug.
But I know how they can bail themselves out of a mess. How is that, Joe? Hit it. How is it? Do I have to read that thing I started with again? It was awesome. Deuce Staley is a man with fire. Do you understand? Yeah. He is kind of like Brian Dawkins in how he gets. Miles Sanders is on the field.
Yeah.
And he's coaching him. And Sanders, as the ball's being snapped out, Deuce is cutting left because he knows where the play's supposed to go. Sanders cuts right and gets muckled.
Yeah.
Now he comes to the sideline and Deuce is in his face say, why didn't you go left?
Well, the problem is if you're hiring, there's another way to look at that whole situation. Why wasn't he coached to go right?
All right. Why are you doing that?
Just tell
Miles has turned out to be a pretty good running back, Al.
Yeah, I know.
Why are you
even
doing that?
Even the
why
best
you doing
make
well,
mistakes.
I'm just saying I don't ever hire anybody on the emotional thing.
I'm applying it to Wentz. So Wentz goes back, and he waits too long, and he gets knocked on his ass.
Take the head coach out of the quarterback thing, okay? That's a mistake. That's mistake one, to hire a coach for the quarterback.
I understand, but we're doing it.
So hire a head coach, and then hire a quarterback guy.
Yeah.
That's the guy who works with him the most. Yeah. So let Deuce coach the team. Don't have – like, I think it's a whole mistake to say, okay, this guy's going to – look, if you spend your entire interview on how would you deal with my quarterback, you're screwing the team.
I don't care. I just want Deuce.
Yeah, so do I. I'm done with this.
I have thrown my
If they don't hire Deuce, then only that, they probably buried his whole future as a coach.
I agree with you.
Right now, they put it at a place where you can probably obliterate a future career.
100% correct. We here on WIP's morning show today are throwing the full power of our voices behind the candidacy of Mr. Deuce Staley.
For his fullbacks.
Thank you. Greg is on live. Hi, Greg.
Hey. Good morning, everyone.
Help me, Greg. Help me today.
I don't think Jeffrey should overthink this. Yep. Take some pride in your own coaching tree and organization. And obviously, Andy Reid has had success, and from his tree, Doug Peterson has had success. So it's not... We don't have to overcomplicate this like the draft. And if the best thing for Carson Wentz is a strong running game at this point, and I think Deuce can, you know, absolutely provide that.
Hey, Greg, if they announce anyone but Deuce, will there be fan backlash?
Yes. At this point, I think the majority of fans are behind Deuce. And they want someone that's Philadelphia that has, you know, earned the right for that position, and someone that will take it and understand what it means to Philadelphia. So,
absolutely with Deuce. Again, let me read this tweet by Jeff McClano. Would be very surprised if it was Deuce, even if the Eagles do not get one of their top candidates. Ah, no, not acceptable. We will not stand by and bring in another Chip Kelly.
Oh, God.
No. If they bring in McDaniels, Greg, you are opening the gates to football hell.
Yeah, McDaniels has had his chance.
Yep,
and,
exactly.
We don't need to revisit that. But I would say, before I got to run, that if Chick-fil-A were running the vaccination, I think this would, you know, we'd have everybody vaccinated by June.
I agree. And you could also get a chicken sandwich while you were there. That's a good deal. All right, finally, Greg, who are you pardoning today?
Not for one particular action, but just for a general jackass. T.O. was such a stud on the field and such a player. And I would like him to be, you know, more embraced by the community, although, you know.
Right, hold on. Are you pardoning him for the sit-ups in the driveway?
Is that what you were doing?
Right, put it down. General jackassery. Put it down.
General jackassery.
Well, what did you have there, Andy?
I have a live read.
Oh, because when she's sitting there, I don't know what she's doing. And she's often gesticulating. She's got the arms going. And
you
never know what's going on with you. When we come back, Al, I want to take this to the – Joel Embiid was terrific yesterday.
Again.
He won another game for it, all right? And he is at maybe his height now. Close.
Yeah.
Right? Wentz is at his depths.
Yeah. Oof.
Let's look at the two of them. We come back a little bit. 215-592-9494, WIP Sports Time, 716.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.